Hey, everybody. Most of you know me, Jan Darnell. Some of you don't, so I'm going to give you just a little bit of quick information about me. I'm excited to do this call. I'm a founding associate. I love Dynamax. That was one of the best decisions that I've ever made. I am an interior designer, owned my own business 25-plus years, Lifestyles by Jan. So when Dynamax came into my life, I had a passion for health and wellness, so it just fit right in because Dynamax and health and wellness is a lifestyle. What I want to do tonight is talk to you a little bit about, we've all been working hard, and we have got a new business partner, and now what do we do with them? Some of us are kind of like, oh, wow, it was a little bit easy to get them here, and now we've got to do something. So let's talk about it. That's what I want to go over tonight. The timeline that I want to start with tonight begins at conference in January. Not that Dynamax wasn't here before, but we're going to talk about starting in January. And I have labeled the first part of my training the 4 F's. Now, I don't worry about it. It's going to be G-rated. I mean, when you hear the word F, I promise it's going to be G-rated. But the first F is Facebook Live. That means social media. It means the Dynamax to Go app. We're all getting the word out. There's name recognition. People now have said, oh, I've heard about you, or I've seen something about you. It's relatability. We're seeing testimonials. Of course, the products we already know are absolutely awesome. As all of this is going on, the man behind this is, we're going to say enter, and it's going to be Taylor Kirby. And Taylor has given us all a gift. I guess we want to call it a gift, because what he has done is he is unleashing the drive and the ambition in all of us. What I've kind of labeled it as is professional craziness. So that's kind of our first F. Let's go to the second F. The second F is fun and frenzy. Everywhere you look, there's something about Dynamax on Facebook. We're attracting people to the business. It's a positive, like-minded group of people. It's a happening now feeling. People want to be a part. They want to have what you have. So it's the enthusiasm. It's no longer the, do you want to join Dynamax? I'm really exaggerating. It really wasn't that bad, but sometimes we feel like maybe that's how we presented Dynamax. So the frenzy and the fun is really catching on, and I'm loving every minute of it. The third F is going to be a focus. I looked up focus in the dictionary, and the definition of focus is an act of concentrating interest and activity on something. Well, that's easy to say, because if we're concentrating interest and activity, our something is Dynamax. Which brings me to the last F. And the last F is fruition. Again, I looked up the word fruition. And fruition is a point in which a project or a plan is realized. So now we've got our something. That's Dynamax. And now you've got your project. And that project is your new business partner. So what are we going to do with this project? And now what is the plan? Well, believe it or not, your job is just beginning. And it is mentor, mentor, and mentor. Which is, it very simply put, means now it's time for you to teach, train, and develop your new business partner. Joni Pace, our Diamond Director, which most all of you know, we were talking one night about 11 o'clock p.m. I guess she wasn't through with me yet. And she gives me this tool, and it is a valuable tool. And this is what she says to me. Jan, you now have a moral obligation to make sure your business partners are successful in Dynamax. After all, you ask them to join your business. And I'm going to read that again. You now have a moral obligation to make sure your business partners are successful in Dynamax. After all, you ask them to join your business. Needless to say, even with lights off, I didn't give a lot of sleep that night because my mind started thinking, did I do everything I could do with my business partners? Did I give them my all? Of course, the answer had to be no, maybe not on every one of them, but I certainly couldn't have answered yes, that I gave it my all on every business partner. So that leads us to a plan that all of us already know. You've got your business partner. They've said yes. Within 24 hours, it's time for you to sit down with that business partner. Or if they're not in your area, do a go-to meeting or a three-way call. But it is time for you to sit down with them and let them know what is just now beginning. And I think we all need this refresher. The first thing you're going to talk about is, what are their goals? What do they want out of Dynamax? What are the expectations that Dynamax is going to help them accomplish? Help them learn their virtual office. Again, show them exactly how to handle their virtual office. Now we have the Dynamax To Go app, an awesome, awesome tool. But it's not a great tool if your business partner doesn't know how to work it. Show them Dynastar and Maxstar. How do you get there? What do we need to do to attain that goal? Make a quick call list. And I like to say a quick call list because if you take a lot of time on their call list, they may end up getting bored. But jot down 8 or 10 or 12 names fairly quickly. Kind of decide which ones are kind of the hot names on the list. Make some calls with them. Don't forget that little word, with them. Don't say, make a call. They're going to get a no, possibly. They don't have the confidence yet. And stick with them making calls until they get a live wire on the phone. What a live wire simply means is a yes. And now we've got a presentation. Go with them to the presentation or do the go-to meeting with them. They're not confident yet. You are their mentor. Spend the time on teaching and training and developing. Talk about the corporate calls. Plug them into the conference calls. Facebook Live. Show them how to get on that. Talk about the trainings. Talk about next conference, where it's going to be, what we're doing, the importance of being there. Stay accountable to them, and they're going to stay accountable to you. Most of the time, we talk about the accountability or the expectations of our business partner, but you know what? We have expectations that we need to give our business partners and what they expect from us. Daily activity. Don't just check in. So many times we pick up the phone and say, hey, how you doing today? I'm just checking in. You working on Dynamax a little bit? Okay, great. And you hang up the phone. If you are just checking in, that means you're checking out and your business partner is checking out. Build confidence in your business partner. Some of them may think they're not ready to go on their own. You may have to be the mama bird to set, kick them out and let them fly on their own. But don't enable them, but make sure you've taught them correctly and you've trained them correctly. Make sure you're continuing to cultivate, maintain, and engage with your new business partner. Even maybe create some Super Saturdays or a Momentum Monday or another day of the week that you are going to engage with your whole team. When that business partner sees a team, that makes a difference. That's what's wonderful about our Facebook Live and the Facebook Frenzy. They're getting to see the happenings and everything that's going on. Important, important, important. This is three importance. Make sure they understand the rank advancement sheet. How did they get where they want to go? And the compensation plan. Because both of those gives them the vision of where they are going and how they are going to get there. I'm going to end this call on this note. And it was taken from a speaker's dictionary. It very simply says, a good speaker is one who can say a few words. A good speaker is one who can say a few well-chosen words in less than 15 minutes. Hopefully I did it in less than 15 minutes. Thank all of you for listening, and I can't wait to continue learning from all of you. Talk to all of you soon.
Thank you so much, Jan. Appreciate the words of wisdom. And, you know, if you've been around Dynamax for so long and been a loyal customer and a loyal distributor, we really appreciate people like you. And that's what amazed me about Dynamax is we've got hundreds of people that have purchased these products for years and years and years and don't really work the business. And now we're turning it in so they can actually work the business. So, thanks so much, Jan, for your words of wisdom. Much appreciated. Excellent.
Thank you so much, Glenn.